This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Today we're talking trade, we're talking military, we just look at some incredible anti-terrorism things that are being done here in conjunction with the United States. And the relationship is very, very strong. We really had a very good relationship.
You got President Trump moments ago face-to-face with British Prime Minister Theresa May in England.
All right, and they're going to have a big press conference in 2 hours. Meanwhile, the meeting comes after the president slams Theresa May, indirectly kind of, over her plan for Brexit. So what does all this mean for U.S. relations with the U.K. and for Theresa May's future?
Here to react is former U.K. Independence Party leader and Fox News contributor and our friend Nigel Farage. Nigel, great to see you this morning.
Thank you.
What did you make of, you know, he had the interview with The Sun, and yep, he was complaining about Theresa May, the soft exit from Brexit. He said that's not what he recommended. He said if she maintains close ties with the EU, then that lucrative U.S. trade deal is highly unlikely. He was praising Boris Johnson, saying he would be a good prime minister. What are your thoughts about all of this right before he's sitting down with the prime minister?
This intervention has come as a bombshell to the establishment here in London. They simply cannot believe it. And there's one particular phrase that they did not want to hear. And this is the killer line. It's when President Trump says, this is not the Brexit that people voted for. Mm-hmm. Now, what he's referring to is a meeting of the UK cabinet a week ago today, where they agreed to water down Brexit so significantly that, in fact, we wouldn't be taking back control properly of our laws. We'd still be subject to the European court. We wouldn't have full border controls. And crucially for America, you know, Mrs. May's been telling Donald Trump, once we're done with Brexit, there'll be a lucrative free trade deal with the USA. Good for both of us. This document means that is now virtually impossible. So I think Trump's intervention is based on two things. And by the way, I wasn't surprised by it, because I know how he and those in his administration feel on these issues.
Sure.
Number one, Trump believes in Brexit. He believes in a world of democratic nation states cooperating with each other, not globalist structures like the European Union. And number two, I think he feels that the U.S. administration has been very badly let down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you supported Brexit. Donald Trump supported Brexit. Theresa May did not support Brexit, and now she's had the on her hands trying to figure out how to do it. Do you think her time is limited now at 10 Downing Street? Is the meter running, well, and maybe Boris Johnson's in next?
Do you know something? To put through something like Brexit, you know, to turn the ship of state around by 180 degrees, take back our independence, to do these things, you have to actually believe in it.
Right.
And Theresa May, as you point out, was a Remainer. Let's be frank, she's not up to the job. And if she stays as Prime Minister, mm-hmm, we are not going to get the Brexit we voted for. The sense of betrayal in this country will be huge. And I very much hope that she's out of office before too right. long. And yeah, the favourite to succeed her is Boris, you know, and Boris did. And okay, it took a long time, but when it came down to the line, Boris did back Brexit.
Nigel, a couple of things. It seems as though the, behind the scenes, Theresa May did back the president behind closed doors at the NATO summit, and they do seem to be building a personal bond. What was it like when this story broke, do you think, during dinner yesterday?
I just can't imagine it. I mean, the scene, you know, Blenheim Palace, the birthplace of Winston Churchill. We had the big military bands on parade. The weather was beautiful. Theresa May was in her evening dress, met the president, and I can't imagine, as coffee was served,
right,
somebody whispering in Theresa May's ear, Prime Minister, there's something you ought to know. It must have been a very awkward moment.
I don't think you want to read the paper in the morning.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall right now at the Prime Minister's country residence.
And gracefully, how do you, you know,
kind of allow for that to sit in a little bit, because Donald Trump is exactly right, and we said it last week. You can't have somebody affecting change and leading change that they don't believe in. Imagine that, huh? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As we maintain, not a Republican thing, certainly not a Democratic thing. It is a we thing, an American thing. We the people kind of thing. If we're going to get this country back on track, all hands on deck are required. Thank you for activating your citizenship and being a part of the answer and not a part of the problem. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, John Tamney comes with us right now. His book, The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. John Tamney, I got to tell you, I just so appreciate your insight and what you share with us in your book. Because it is a call and an encouraging call to those who maybe have wondered, is this all there is about life? We know statistically that only about 10% of the U.S. labor force realizes what you might regard as a fulfilled life, which means that they are doing what they've been designed to do. So 9 out of 10 of us are, you know, maybe because of circumstances, we just have to do the job to put food on the table. I understand that. But ultimately, what we could hope for is that we would be true to ourselves and be producing the kind of thing that is consistent with our character and our wiring. Don't you agree?
I want to stress what a triumph even 10% is. Because if you go back 150 years, if you were born back then in the U.S., which even then was the most prosperous country in the world, you kind of knew what you were going to do in life. You were going to work 6 days a week from dawn to dusk on a farm. Didn't matter if you loved it or hated it. All human effort back then was directed toward the creation of food. Mm-hmm. And so even if the number is as low as 10%, think how many more people, and we all know this anecdotally, mm-hmm. look at work as where they get to showcase their skills and intelligence. How many people do we know who say they never want to stop working? I think that describes you. It certainly describes mm-hmm. me, but we see it in statistics too. Americans don't take all of their allotted vacation time. That's more and more the norm. And a major reason I think that they don't is that work is where they're happiest. They get great glee from doing something and doing it very well.
Yeah. Well, we often hear those stories, John. People, you know, work for 40 years and they say, well, it's time to retire. They retire and then, you know, months later they're dead. You know, so what, you know, is there some relationship there in terms of what we do and the clock running out on us?
Oh, I think you asked such a good question, and it's crucial. What I argue in the book is that, you know, Warren Buffett could write us all a check, or many of us a check, so that we could retire, but he couldn't give us happiness.
Mm, yeah.
And I do believe that work is the source of happiness. People, if you're, and everyone knows this. When you go to work and you don't give it your all, you kind of feel at the end of the day, you're not feeling as good about yourself. And so that's what's so exciting about the world that we're evolving into. Mm-hmm. More and more people, it's not everyone, but more and more people get to turn what really interests them, what they're passionate about, into a remunerative career. This wasn't true 10 years ago. This wasn't true. Certainly wasn't true 50 years ago. And so that's what I'm talking about. It's exciting. People can make a career out of their love of football today. They can make a career out of their love of video games. Not everyone, but the numbers are growing all the time. And this is what you get with prosperity, freedom from drudgery, which to me is the ultimate argument for limited government and prosperity.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say this, because what happens is we are in for a little bit of a transition here. And in some degree, if I can make this, some might say it's maybe a crude comparison, but I think it's appropriate here. And that is when we, you know, this country moved out of slavery and we said, okay, the slaves are free. You know, the slaves for a moment, you know, much like the apostles, you know, find themselves without Jesus. They were kind of just sitting there staring at the sky going, okay, what do we do now? And, you know, and so I think that's just so part of the home, you know, human tradition is, you know, Black America sat there on the farms that they were free from, and they go, okay, well, we're free, but we don't know what that means. And I think that for some people here in the U.S. labor force, may realize, hey, okay, I'm free. I've got options. I've got choices. But what do I do? You know, and how do I get down that, you know, enter into that trajectory that's going to lead me into, you know, a life of productivity and increased happiness like I've never seen before?
Well, it's another very good question, and I address it in the book. Let me be clear. Happiness is hard. Because happiness comes from maybe going through a few failures career-wise to find that which elevates you, that which really excites your passions on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I was laid off at Goldman Sachs. I thought I was lazy back then. But what always interested me was writing op-eds and writing books. Economic policy always fascinated me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get into writing in the worst way, but I didn't just become a writer overnight. I raised money for a nonprofit on this as a full-time job so that I could write on weekends and at night, and gradually on the side developed my what I think is my talent. But it took a lot of ridicule. It took a lot of people looking at me thinking, okay, what's happened to your career? You were laid off, and then you kind of moved in this other weird direction. Wait, you work for a thing, but you're a fundraiser. You claim you're a writer.
Right.
So it was hard, but that's the point. It took me a while to get to where I am, but now my capacity for work is endless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's endless precisely because I'm doing what I enjoy. And so I make the case in the book, don't be afraid of doing jobs you think beneath you. Don't be afraid of doing jobs that are unrelated to what you want to do. If you can use it to set you on the path to doing what you want, because once you are doing what you're good at, you will feel like LeBron James when he goes to work.
Exactly.
Or Warren Buffett when he goes to work. It's hard, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, John, this is what many others over the decades have done. You know, I often tell people, you want to be successful, do what successful people do. And I don't know, even for those that you may say, well, you know, he was born with a silver spoon or, you know, whatever, you've got to, in order to realize your happiness, as you say, it's hard work, you've got to go through the process. There's just something about the way God created this world for us to appreciate what we have is that it's not handed to us. You know, even for the simple thing of what, you know, our forefathers did before us in terms of hunting for food and foraging. You know, you had to go out and do something and produce in order to get something, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. And let's remember, lottery winners aren't necessarily happiness. Happiness does not, people can't write you a check for happiness. It comes through hard work. And you can only work hard if you're doing something that excites your passion. So it's crucial to find that we live in a world in which you can be rewarded for finding your passion. That's a rare thing, but we've got it.
And that's a tough thing sometimes to grasp when you have the lure of a lotto winning standing before you and you think, hey, wouldn't that be awesome? You know, what would happen with my life? Well, if you read about the lives of those that did get lotto winnings, you go, oh, thank God I did not win. Just saying, to your point. John Tamney is with us, the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. We've got more from John right after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Biff Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Daily listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
And to think of it, you get to share a part of your day with me and, you know, catch the feeling. How would you like to, you know, eat chicken and have it not taste like chicken and all that other stuff? I'm telling you, it's an experience that is available to you. But if you're not open to that opportunity, just like what we're talking about at the end of work, why your passion can become your job with John Tamney. So many possibilities if you consider for a moment that there is more to this life than 9 to 5 and flipping burgers. You've got 40 hours of work week available. Why not do the best you can and take it to the next level? You know, John Tamney, I got to tell you, I am a little bit disturbed, and I can understand. You know, it's easy for, you know, whether you're here in America or Europe to kind of rest on your laurels and thinks everything's okay and mediocrity is acceptable. And what I appreciate about our president is he's going, you know, and of course, you know, you can tell real quick the mediocre, because the mediocre comments that come out from that, you know, that grandstand is quite evident. You know, they would rather not anybody call them out on their mediocrity. It's like, why are you being so mean? It's like, wait a minute. Don't you want to be a part of the winning team, or you just want to be the team that has been forgotten because you didn't make it to the World Series? You didn't make it to the Super Bowl. You didn't win the World Cup. You were just another one of those forgotten teams. And worse yet, you didn't even get on the playing field. And so Donald Trump is there encouraging these nations, you know, in this particular case, NATO, to step up, you know, honor their commitments, be honorable, and to, you know, expand the vision. What was thought of, you know, decades ago in terms of NATO was at that time a snapshot of what was needed. At that time, it was like 2%. Hey, let's all come together. We're going to promise 2% of GDP, and we're going to make this work for the good of all concerned. And meanwhile, these guys have skated their responsibility. I say guys in the general gender context, because we know there's women involved here, too. But these leaders have skated their responsibilities, and Donald Trump calls them out for it. And, you know, he not only, again, reminded them that their commitment was to, but as he was going out the door, he goes, but let's look at 4%, right? Let's make it better yet.
No, I think it's a reasonable question. In my perfect world, I would rather the U.S. not be the world's policeman. I'd rather not be part of an alliance like this that kind of ties the U.S. into the mistakes that have been historically been made in Europe that lead to the loss of American lives. But, okay, it exists, and so I think Trump's got every right to say, hey, if you want the U.S. to be a player in this, you're going to have to step it up. I also think it serves a bigger purpose in this case. People criticize Trump mistakenly for exiting the Paris Agreement, but what I pointed out at the time was that, hey, wait a second. The NATO countries have historically never abided by the
Paris Accord. Of course. Exactly.
So they've never abided the NATO spending caps. They never abided the Maastricht Treaty. Why then should the U.S. lend its credibility to the Paris Agreement when we know that the European countries who are involved won't do the same? They'll claim that they're part of it, but they're not going to live up to it. So I think it serves a broader purpose in discrediting this notion that we should be allying ourselves in terms of things that are going to harm our economy greatly, like the Paris Accord would have.
Exactly. Well, you know, we have been all in, they haven't, and, you know, what kind of partnership does that make? And this is what Donald Trump is, you know, calling to the forefront. He's calling them out. And, you know, Nikki Haley said as much as well in you know, bringing it to the United Nations to say, look, at, you know, everybody's got to carry their fair share. And as you said from the beginning here, and that's what I hear repeatedly, you know, America shouldn't be, you know, the police of the world. Well, I agree. Well, let's deputize everybody. And, you know, we've got the foundation in which to deputize them. And, you know, part of the entry fee here, if you want our protection, is you've got to step up. And you got to get to 2%, and moshi-skoshi, we're going to be looking at 4% here. You know, there was no timeline, but there was clear. I mean, some of them said, oh, well, by 2025, 2030, we'll be at 2%. Donald Trump says, no, let's today you're going to be at 2%. Well, it's like, you know, and then you got all the, you know, the heart feeling, you know, Democrats who hate Trump for any reason. Oh, he's being so mean.
No, I think you're right. I really, particularly on the trade thing, I haven't been in agreement with Trump, but I think in this case, I do believe that he is actually saying what Americans have long believed. Whether you like or dislike NATO, there's something very wrong with this idea that the U.S. is going to be part of something and spend enormous sums on a military when other countries who are part of it are not. And so I think more than probably the left and Democrats want to admit, Trump's speaking the language of a lot of people, of a lot of ideologies in this instance.
Well, and why is NATO in existence to begin with? I mean, regardless of what was said for the 2012 election cycle when, you know, Barack Obama all but chided Mitt Romney for, you know, saying, hey, look, you got to keep your eyes on Russia. And of course, Barack Obama, well, in the 1980s, wants his foreign policy back. Well, how do you like that statement now? You know, here it is, the great president, you know, Barack Obama making that statement. I go, man, that, you know, for those that go into this with eyes wide open, to me, it speaks of his lack of credibility and understanding of foreign policy, because what Donald Trump has had to do from day one is to kind of repair the damage that was executed against the American people on behalf of Barack Obama's administration and his foreign policy.
Yeah, no, I get the feeling Trump broadly believes on this in a bigger sense that, wait a second, the U.S. is far away from all these global conflicts. Why are we so involved in the first place? And so almost as much as I like that he's calling out the lack of spending on the part of other NATO members, I'm hopeful that the bigger stories that he's going to convey is that we're the United States. We were founded to avoid the constant warring of countries in Europe and countries around the world. We're away from it. I believe in American isolationism in this. I don't buy this notion that the U.S. is on the hook for the rest of the world. I think it's dangerous, and I think it leads to a less peaceful world for all the reasons that have been described. What it ultimately means is the rest of the world doesn't take care of its own military situation, doesn't spend on it, and I would argue doesn't achieve the economic growth, the openness to foreign goods that makes war less likely in the first place because it's got U.S. at the shield. Anything that pulls the U.S. back, I think, is healthy for the world. I know a lot of people on the right disagree with me, but in this instance, I'm agreeing with Trump on this. Mm-hmm. I think his instincts are correct.
No, I do, too, because, again, what we're talking about is the freeing up of the labor force and creativity and people operating at their highest, and they're not going to if they're entitled. This is the problem. You know, these nations, particularly the NATO nations, have this sense of entitlement. You know, America's always been there. They, you know, what do you mean you want to? What do you mean you want us to honor our commitments? You know, it's really, you're even asking that question? And I'm curious to see if anybody in the United Nations, if they're starting to understand, like, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, and maybe us as a member of the United Nations should be looking at our participation and lack of, you know, here in terms of our involvement with the United Nations. What do you think?
I like it. Yep.
Well, again, what are we
anything
pointing?
Like this?
Yeah. And
anything?
And, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but anything like this, I want the exposure for the reasons you say, but also it shines a light on the fact, why would the U.S. enter into Paris agreements or anything else like it when we consider how they don't even, for something crucial like national defense, they don't even bother abiding by those agreements. You know,
exactly.
The fact that they're going to abide others, please.
Got to leave it there. John Tamney on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now. with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sitting beside the Russian President Vladimir Putin moments before they went into their one-off in Helsinki, Finland. President Trump saying,
"We all have a lot of questions and hopefully we'll come up with answers, most importantly. It's great to be with you."
The one-on-one meeting between Trump and Putin lasts a bit longer than was expected, nearly 2.5 hours, then a larger group meeting between the U.S. and Russian delegations began. The two leaders now going before reporters. The U.S. working with North Korea now to bring home the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers missing since the Korean War. After a false start when North Korean officials failed to show up to talks last Thursday, the two sides did meet over the weekend. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searches for remains of missing Americans. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you tell your friends, your neighbors, hey, to be a part of the activated citizenry here on Bill Martinez Live. You know, if you are fed up with living a type of life of barely, and you know instinctively that there is more to this life, then you're going to want to listen very closely, because next we have Ann White back with us. It is an honor to have her to talk about, her life experiences and, her book, Courage for Life, points out. Because if you find yourself in this rut and you see things that are starting to happen, I mean, what I look at over the horizon of our country right now, and this is just our country alone, so if I can be a little fixated and, focus on the exceptionalism of America, it is the people that make up this great country. And I'm excited to see this energy that's bubbling up. It's like the handcuffs have been taken off and people are starting to dream big again. In fact, I was with a friend and his wife yesterday, and they're branching out to church plant here in Florida. It's an exciting time, for them. And I see that happening more and more. New businesses opening, small business. You talk to bankers and they tell me, Bill, the small business activity, people wanting to open up their companies, I mean, it is exploding right now like never before. And I said, wow, that is so exciting to me, because it is a fulfillment of one of those grand commissions that God gave us early on, when he told us to be fruitful and multiply. And if you really stop and ponder on what that means, the fact that God of the universe, the God who creates everything, knows the beginning from the end, that he would tell you to go do something, it's not like he was playing with you and just say, oh, I want you to go frustrate yourself, and all of us, along with all the angels, we're just going to look down on your meager life and just make fun of you because we've sent you on this impossible mission. Not so, I want you to know. Let's bring Ann White here into the conversation. Ann White, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the opportunity, as always, to be talking with you.
Well, Bill, I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today, and I'm so excited about everything you were talking about, just even at the introduction of this program, because I agree with you. You know, the handcuffs have come off, and, you know, when God says to us, in Galatians 5:1, is for freedom that Christ set us free. It's time for those handcuffs to come off. It's time for us to embrace that freedom and have more courage for life and take on those opportunities that come before us.
And I don't know why it came to me. I guess I do know why, because whenever I'm doing the show, I am praying, you know, for the Holy Spirit to give us insight to what people need to hear. And what came to mind in an earlier conversation with John Tamney a moment ago was I saying, you know, what happens when the handcuffs come off? Some would say the chains. It's kind of like when the apostles, when Jesus left, he gave them a commission. And he left, and they were all there just staring in the sky, you know, kind of frozen for a moment in time to go, what do we do? You know, Jesus isn't here to tell us what to do anymore. What are we supposed to do? And it took the angels to say, hey, knuckleheads, he told you what to do. Start doing it. Yeah. You know, quit looking at the sky. Right?
Exactly. And you know what, Bill, I think that's really my story and why I love sharing it so much, is because seems like for 46 years, I was paralyzed with fear that I drug with me throughout my entire childhood into my adult life. Things that, you know, experiences I had had, things I'd been through that created these unhealthy coping mechanisms and these, you know, just unhealthy ways of life and isolation and so forth, which is not where God wants us to live. When I finally, you know, the Lord finally got my attention, and I finally surrendered and said, Lord, just help me break free from this. He did. And the experiences that I have had in the last 6 years, since I dropped my handcuffs and I broke those chains off, has just been mind-blowing. You know, the Lord, I heard Kay Arthur say one time, following God will put you on a path of adventure for your life. I mean, it's an adventure to follow God and where he leads. And it truly is. It's something that I always knew was true in my head, but had never experienced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say true knowledge is experiential. Experiential knowledge is true knowledge. So I've experienced that opportunity, and I'm so excited to share that with anyone and everyone who will listen at any venue, because, you know, this life is short, and God wants us to live it in freedom to the fullest.
Right. Well, for people that are hearing this today, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to send me your handcuffs, okay? Because we're going to liberate you. You need to let go of those doggone things that are holding you back. You know, I mentioned the disciples, and also in talking with John Tamney, I'd mentioned that, you know, the slaves of America, when they were freed, you know, many of them, they didn't know what to do. They stayed on the farms. They said, I'd much rather be a slave. That's what I'm used to. Okay. And the thing is that, you know, here for all the things and what I loved that Jesus would always say, you know, whether it was you were being healed from some sin or whatever, it was like, go and sin no more. You know, pick up your mat and walk. You know, you're healed. And this is the word that people are, you know, like you said, and we've all gone through it. And I hope that people are not thinking for a minute like we're pontificating here and we're so self-righteous. The reason that we know this and we're so passionate is because, as you said, what Kay Arthur just said, is that you know that you know that you know. And you figure, hey, look, if a knucklehead like me, you know, can get through this, then you should be able able to do it too, right?
Amen. Absolutely. You know, I love what God says in Joshua 1:9, where he says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened or dismayed, because I'm with you wherever you go." I mean, he's telling us, it's not simply that he's simply saying, "Have I not told you? Have I not commanded?" You're supposed to be strong and courageous. And that's what I knew. You know, as I began to go through the experiences that I did, and I began, you know, the Lord had told me, you know, birth a ministry. And I was like, okay, Lord, this is really not a really good time. I was in a marital crisis, probably one of the hardest times in my life. My whole world had begun to just kind of crumble because I had allowed it to continue to go on and on and on as it was for so many years until it finally imploded. But I knew, and even my counselor said, if God's telling you to birth a ministry, that's what you're supposed to do. And I did. I was obedient in that respect. And then God began to open those doors out of that obedience. And I just began to see the light begin to come on, and the pieces of the puzzle began to fall into place. And through that, I knew that my message that I was supposed to encourage people with was courage for life. Mm-hmm. Because for so many years, living in fear, you know, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, fear of judgment, you know, you name it. There were so many fears that trap us in so many different ways. The opposite of that is courage. And God will give us the courage that we need if we'll just keep our hands open and our hearts open and our minds open to where he would have us to go and what he would have us to do. Mm-hmm. He'll give us everything we need, including the courage to do so.
And no matter the condition that you're in, I mean, for you, here you are, you're struggling with tough marriage. I found myself in a similar situation, and I wanted to isolate myself. And I had a very dear mentor who came to me. And he says, "No." He says, "Don't you dare. You need to be here tonight. You bring your guitar. You be here. You minister and see how God ministers to you." And that was the best bit of advice that I got as well to get me through that period of time. Because when you go through tough times, that's the devil wants you all the more to be alone, because he can really have his way with you, because there's nobody there entering, you know, coming alongside you to fight the good fight. And sometimes, you know, we need reinforcements, and we need to be, like you say, in ministry, not as if we have it all together, but because God wants to put you in a better position. Ann White is with us. We're going to talk more about her book right after this.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
It's where you like us, fresh and independent. Yes, turn it up, I'm telling you. Ann White is with us, her book, Courage for Life. Hey, when you want to discover a life full of confidence, hope, and opportunity, who wouldn't want that, right? And maybe if you've just gotten, you know, used to the status quo, and maybe some of the words that we're sharing with you might nudge you a bit and make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, maybe that's good. Because this is the way our Father is. Our Father loves us too much to let us linger in mediocrity. There is a high calling for each of us, okay? Regardless, this isn't, you know, just for Democrats or just for, I mean, forget about that stuff. I mean, this is, you know, God loves us all. He just kind of laughs at some of the tribalism and some of the silly things that we do that get in the way. For, you know, the great things that he has for us. And that's what we have to look at. So, and I was serious, you know, look, if you've had it with those handcuffs, cast them aside. You want to send them to me? Send them to me, you know, however way you want to do it. Get them to me because it is time for you to walk in total freedom and have courage for life. Do those things that you, it has been waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and there's so many people waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and, you know, God's saying, hey, and they're like, God, why are you waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning? First of all, it's early here. And the second thing is why do you keep bugging me with these ideas? Because nothing's happening. And, you know, and this is the whole deal is that, the first step is to have the courage to say, God, you know what? You know, just like you did and I've done is say, you know, I'm going to step out. I am going to do, I'm kind of like what Donald Trump, you know, said to some people groups out there. He says, what have you got to lose? You know, you've been doing it this way. You're frustrated. So what have you got to lose? And we're not talking Donald Trump here. We're talking God Almighty himself. Why not?
And so true, Bill, so true. And that was really the whole purpose for writing Courage for Life, was to offer seven practical steps that ended up in an acrostic. Mm-hmm. And that first step, the C step in Courage, really talks about just making that commitment. That is your first full step of saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to say yes. What is the worst thing that can happen? I can fall on my face. I'll learn something, you know, but you'd be amazed when you say yes to the Lord and you make a commitment, I'm going to do this. And then you start walking through those other steps of working through the obstacles and so forth. It is just amazing what opens up for you. But yes, it is a great time to do that. No time better than the present. And there's so much opportunity out there, and the Lord will continue to bug you, but we've got to take the first step.
Exactly. And that's what it is. Okay, so an acrostic based on the word courage. So what does O stand for?
Okay, so I'll tell you real quick what that one stands for, and then I want to share with your audience what I think are three action items that they could take today.
Okay,
the
excellent.
The acrostic is important, and it's something that God gave me because I said, Lord, I simply want to share in very practical terms. We work with a lot of at-risk women, mm-hmm. and so I wanted a very practical, easy way to take them through practical steps to change the course of their life. We're in jail systems. We're in the homeless shelters, battered women's shelters, and so forth, mm-hmm. working with women that are ready to surrender and try something different, because obviously, like in my case, what I was doing for 46 years was not working. You know, I was just coasting and getting by. But the C step is the first step in courage, which is commit to change. If we're going to do anything, the Lord wants us to make a commitment. And we look at biblical scriptures and we look at the things we need to change. And so during that chapter of the book, we look at that. O is overcome obstacles, because we all have them.
Right.
You know, they may be as small as it may be your own self negative messages that you're telling yourself might be an obstacle. It might be relational conflict. It might be anger, isolation, secrecy, unforgiveness. We look at different things that are obstacles. Get those out of the way and move on to the U step. And that is uncover.
Well, and before we get to the U step, let me hone in a little bit just on
sure.
overcoming and obstacles. I had a saying in my office, and I got to bring that back here in the studio. And it was from Anonymous, that wise philosophical individual that we love over the ages, known as Anonymous. And he said that obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed mm-hmm. it to say obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off His goal, capital H.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so you gotta know that obstacles will come. It's all part of it. As soon as you commit to do something different, get ready. Obstacles are going to happen. But you have to know and identify when they come. You go back to the C word. You go back to commit. What did you commit to? What is the goal,
yeah.
right? Okay. All right. So yeah. that's what, all right. My two
and
cents.
Look at how we're going to overcome them. What are they? We identify them. We overcome them. And then we look at the U step. There's a whole chapter on uncovering the real you, because so many times if we get in that mundane of, you know, practice of doing the same thing that keeps us in the same place, we lose our identity. And
yes.
so let's uncover not what the world says about us, but what God says about us. Let's uncover who God created us to be, who we really are. And then we move to the R step, which is replace worldly lies with scriptural truth. Let's learn God's truth. Let's put that in and get the world's lies out of there and keep putting God's truth in.
Right.
And
exactly.
The A-step.
Yeah, they replace the worldly lies. You're not a blob of flesh, ladies and gentlemen, okay?
No.
No, you're not. You are wonderfully made. God knit us together.
Yes.
And even as he knit you together, he had a plan and purpose. Because he knew the end from the beginning. He knows it. So he designed you for that end and then backed you up to the beginning and said, now ready, go.
Amen. He sure did. And then the A step is, which is sometimes a really hard one, which is accept the things we cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one for me, Bill, that I had to accept that I couldn't change other people. I couldn't change my husband. I couldn't change my kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was up to God and them.
Well, if you want me, I'll talk to him. Just
exactly.
teasing. Just teasing. I'm sure he could talk to me, too, so that's all right.
Oh, we can all talk to each other, right?
Right.
So, but I could change. Well, there was one person I could change, and that was me. And I had to look and say, what are the things in my life that I can change, and what are the things that I can't change, and what do I do with that, Lord? And then the G and E is grasp God's love for you and embrace a life of grace. Not just grace for yourself, but grace for others as well. And so these are important steps that are just simple for us to walk through, and they're life-changing steps.
Exactly. So what three things can we do now to alter our course and start down that road of courage.
Amen. So here's my three things for today. Number one, get into God's Word. I was reading the Center for Bible Engagement. I don't know if you're, I know you're familiar with it. Mm-hmm. Your audience is familiar with Arnie Cole, Back to the Bible.
Yes.
They did a survey and came up with what's called the power of four. When you're in God's Word four or more times every week, it changes your life. So these action items that are going to build your courage and alter your life today, number one is you get into God's Word. If you're not in God's Word at least four or more times a week, mm-hmm. you need to be. And then number two, come out of isolation. You talked about that earlier. That's where Satan wants to keep us. He wants to keep us stirred up with our fears of judgment, fears of all the shame and self-condemnation. That's not of the Lord. Come out of isolation and find at least one safe person that you can share what you're going through. And you'll be amazed at what will happen when you begin to talk about and come out and deal with this stuff out on the surface. That's where mm-hmm. God wants it to be, where it can be healed.
Right. And the thing is, again, you know, just as the Bible says that we are to confess our sins one to another, that we would pray for one another, mm-hmm. that we would be healed. But you got to understand the responsibility that goes with that. You're not sharing with somebody so they can go gossip. If they do, they're violating. I mean, here's the opportunity for them to be blessed because they've joined in this covenant relationship, in a sense. I mean, this is a covenant opportunity that is so godly and comes with it such an incredible blessing, but you cannot violate that. And by violating, that's when you go out and you become a gossip and you do that silly stuff and you've lost your blessing in the process. So don't do that.
Yeah, you need to be a safe friend for someone else that
right.
they can share their heartaches and difficulties with, and you as well be able to have that privilege and opportunity to come together and pray together and lift one another up.
Exactly.
So number one was get into God's Word at least four or more times a week. Number two, come out of isolation, find that safe friend that you can confide in. And then number three, have a consistent, quiet time with the Lord. Make that a priority. Put it aside that I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm not only going to talk to him and pray and read his word and just get closer to him, but I'm going to listen. I'm going to take those quiet moments and I'm going to try to clear my mind and say, Lord, speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be closer to you. And these three things will change your life.
On number three, Anna, if it's okay for me to add,
please.
Honor the Sabbath. Okay, I gotta tell you, this is why God gave us the Sabbath, is so that we would be quiet, get away from this, all this technology and everything pulling at us in 50 different directions. You know, especially if you're a parent, you got kids and responsibilities. I understand that, and God knows that as well. And, but honoring the Sabbath, I gotta tell you, was absolutely life changing for me.
Amen. It absolutely is. So that's really, I mean, Courage for Life is my book, and I've got a study guide that goes along with it. If you go through this, it's a 12-week study guide. If you take those two together, you can get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to courageforlife.org and find it there and buy it as a bundle. But if you go through this book and you go through this study guide, these things are going to happen. You're going to get into God's Word. You're going to come out of isolation, and you're going to be spending more time with the Lord.
And you get to be courageous, which is infectious. So get ready. Internationally known author, speaker, and passionate Bible teacher, Ann White. Ann, thank you so much.
Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting